Hey, welcome back to the Playing Through Golf podcast. Hey, we just wrapped up Masters Week, and let's see where our picks fell in and get our reactions from the group of how many LIV golfers finished in the top 10.
Wow.
Shocking, shocking. Anyway, let's go around the horn. And my pick to win was Rory McIlroy, and he's going to be hard to find on the leaderboard because he didn't make it to the weekend. And yeah, who else? Struggled. Winner for Jacob was who?
Well, the person I picked had the lowest score between the third and fourth rounds. I will say that.
And that would have been?
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, who made the weekend, even on one leg, but then bowed out after, I think, after Saturday or before Saturday's round?
I think it was after eight holes of the
after eight holes.
Round. Yeah.
Well, when the weather turned, you kind of knew that it was kind of a wrap for LT Gray.
Yeah, I think it was going to be chillier over the weekend and all the rain and the stop and go. Is I think if he was in contention, I think he would have definitely kept going no matter what.
Yeah, and the way that they had to break it out, like he had a good draw the first day, but then when the weather delays, then his draw kind of flipped where he didn't have as much downtime to be playing.
He needed to fire something, yeah. You know, under par the first day to get him going, and it just didn't happen. And it was going to draw it out. And
well, he needed a Phil Mickelson Sunday. Chris, who was your winner again?
My winner was going to be Scheffler, and then I had Rom Koepka, and I had a dark horse, Ahoma.
Man, Jesus. But you cleaned up on that one.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You cleaned up on that one.
Yeah.
Travis, who'd you have again?
Well, I know I had John Rom.
You had Rom Spieth, Homa, dark horse of DJ.
There you go. See, Chris remembers. I don't.
So you had Rom as the winner?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So out of everybody sitting here, when they teed off for the final round on Sunday afternoon, were you expecting Koepka to walk away with this?
Oh, yes. Well, the way he'd been playing up to that point, hell yeah.
I most certainly was. Like his pedigree with what he's a four-time major champ or five?
Four.
Four.
Two U.S. Opens and two PGAs?
Two PGAs. Yep.
I just thought he was going to add this in. Like, I can't remember how far up he was.
He was up four and six.
He was up five.
Yeah. I mean, he had a number of times where
he was at 12 under for a while. Mm-hmm. He was up five strokes for a lot of the time.
Yeah. The first two rounds, anyway.
Yeah, because he was up two going into the last round.
Yeah.
And then by the time they made the turn and they got to A-man corner, it felt already settled, didn't it? Koepka was a non-participant at that point.
Yep.
And then at that point,
he was just hanging around.
I was hoping Rom was going to come back to let Phil get into a playoff. I think that would have been awesome.
You know, I was going to wait to bring up Phil, but when Phil was in the clubhouse so early after firing a 65 on Sunday, and I believe Phil's 51 or 52.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Did you guys see the interviews that he had, and could you catch the cattiness on that dude?
Oh, yeah. He's
especially after Tiger had to withdraw.
Right.
Like, man, it was, I'm going to be honest. It was kind of cool to see just the story of all of this unfolding. Cause you got Phil at tied to Koepka, tied to Reed, tied four. Who else we got in here? You get Neiman. He's on the Neiman, tour, right?
Yeah. Yep.
He was Neiman, tied 16.
Mito Pereira. Mm-hmm.
Pereira, yeah, that whole Chilean group is on.
Yep, they made the cut. Tour. Yeah, they made the cut.
But look at Fagala.
Yeah.
He's another top 10. And I believe he finished top 10 this week as well.
He did top five.
Yeah. Yep,
tied fifth this week.
Yep.
At Harbortown.
Mm-hmm.
That dude, he's where was he at on the FedEx Cup? I believe I saw he's like 16th in the FedEx Cup standings.
He's moving up. That's for sure.
That's crazy. 16th already. I mean, good for him, man.
And he's such a likable guy. I mean, he's just such a likable kid. And he's been kind of one of those fresh faces. You know, I mean, wasn't he the one that did his with Pereira, their episode. And it's like nobody gives a shit about Pereira at this point, you know, because right. the guy just goes running off to live, and he's kind of a dick about it.
Pereira's got like a weird story, you know. He was really good in golf as a junior, and then bowed out for a long time.
Yeah, and then he quit.
Came back and saw what the other guys were doing, the Chileans. Yep. Came back, made it back to the tour, and let's be honest, should have won the PGA Championship, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
If it would. The weirdest driver swing ever on that 18 at Southern Hills. That is like
the biggest brain fart I think I've ever seen in a golf course.
And then we didn't see him again later, or didn't see him again until this week. Like he ran off, you know, cashed his Saudi Arabian check, and there we go.
Thigala has 7 top tens and 16 events this year.
That's awesome.
That dude, man.
That's awesome.
Damn. That's solid, man. What about Ricky Fowler? Yeah. I saw Ricky Fowler. I believe he has another top 20 this week.
I think he was top 20 last week at RBC. I think he's like 11th or 12th, somewhere in there.
Yeah, four top 10s and 13 events this year for Fowler.
That's good too.
Yep. And this being an elevated event, yeah, he was tied 15th, 11 under at Harbortown. So that, did you guys see who won at Harbortown?
Matt Fitzpatrick.
Matt Fitzpatrick.
It was like a 3 or 4 hole playoff with Spieth.
Three.
Yeah, and Spieth was burning the edges on the cup and couldn't get the ball to fall.
Yep,
I think it was
putt on the first playoff hole. I felt so bad for him because that was brutal. Perfect read, perfect speed, and the greenskeeper didn't cut it round.
Yeah.
So did
is that what they said for real?
Huh?
Is that what they said for real? That the greenskeeper didn't cut around?
No, that's just my excuse every time somebody burns an edge.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Gotcha.
Didn't he have a putt on 18 to win that just barely missed?
Yeah, I thought he burned the edge twice that would have won it for him.
Two holes in a row.
Okay, because I didn't know if it was 18 or the first playoff hole, but one, it looked like he was about ready to turn, and he said the grain should have turned, had it turned that way, and it didn't. It just barely, just one of those where it hits the lip and just barely moves and goes by. And,
yeah, like, how did it not drop? I mean, because it pulled it over, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, where did the winner of this event got $3.6 million for young Matt Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, the purse was $20 million on this tournament.
Yeah, the elevated event, and I'm curious of what Ricky got for this thing, but elevated event, I didn't realize they paid out that much. I mean, that's almost
more than the Masters. The Masters only $15 million.
Yeah, but for the winner, it's a limited, even a smaller field at the Masters.
True.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Masters, so Sam Bennett, the amateur out of Texas A&M.
That was awesome.
I know he didn't have a great, or at least to his standards, a great weekend. Let me see. He went 68-68. And then round 3 and 4, he went 76-74, which is still amazing. And I believe, it tied 16th. I don't think that got the automatic invite back for
that. No, you have to be in the top 12.
So, yeah, what a bummer. I mean, literally just one shot better. He's tied 14. Two shots better. He's tied 10th with Fitzpatrick. Yep. Shoffley, Morikawa, Scheffler. I mean, that's some good company right there.
Yeah. No, he played
I'm
well.
I'm still impressed with how he played.
I thought it would have been awesome if he was able to make it back for his college event the next day. I think that would have been awesome.
He did.
He didn't play. He said he was too late.
Oh, he didn't?
I just thought that was awesome that he did get on a plane and go, and they all met him at the airport and everything. That's cool, man.
Yeah. That's how you get that school, and that's how you get all them – everybody to root for you for the rest of your life right there, though.
Right, exactly.
And what was the dollar amount if he was a pro, what he would have won? Wasn't it like
a couple hundred thousand?
Yeah, I thought it was 260,000, but then I thought I also saw 470,000.
I wanted to say it was 4 something, but I can't remember. It was doesn't matter. It was a lot of friggin' money.
And either way, he didn't get it.
Well, yeah, and never gets to see it.
Yeah, but you guys think his swing is transferable? Like, do you think he's going to be a good pro?
Well, I guess we'll find out. I don't know, but
that's hard to say. I mean, when you see him that young, I mean, you know, a lot of these guys have had good college careers and things like that, or stuff like that, and or they have a moment there. Who would be the classic? Oh, I mean, Justin Rose for the longest time never really amounted. I mean, he came out really, really young, and
yeah, right after he finished in, I think, the top 10 of the
top 10 of the British Open, but then didn't do anything for the next couple of years. And it wasn't until he had gotten experience that he finally started to figure things out.
I was kind of thinking, looking at this kid and thinking more of like a Ricky Barnes, you know, how he won the U.S. Yep. Amateur. And
then
and kind of a different swing, a different looking swing than, you know, the fresh out of the box, you know, JT type swing.
Right.
So that's who I thought of. But Ricky Barnes, he's stuck around a long time. He's been playing professional golf now for 25 years, maybe.
He makes an appearance at the Classic every year.
Yeah, just hanging on.
And wears the stupidest looking hats I've ever seen in my life. God damn it. Those things are horrible. Like, you know what? I'm still looking for a hat that fits ass. Dang it.
Didn't I send you the link?
Yeah. I'm not paying $50 for a hat.
It's all that extra material, Chris. They can't
Dude, it is not the extra material. That's bullshit.
I mean, geez.
God damn it.
Like, you know, when you're shopping at the Big and Tall store, you got to pay for the extra fabric.
Oh, that's horseshit.
That you do.
And there's a lot of engineering that goes into that, too. There's got to be structural integrity on that, Chris.
Oh, my God. You guys would have laughed.
Far, that's dangerous if you don't do it right.
You'll have to laugh. I was out, you know, I was in Ohio last weekend, and we went to this Trader's Mart. It's like a giant flea market, and the guy was selling hats. And the guy just goes, you'd look good in this hat and this hat. And I go, dude, that thing's not even to come close to fitting my head. He goes, this is the biggest hat we've got. And I said, it ain't big enough. And he goes, put it on. And I look like, you know, again, Zippy the Pinhead. Yeah. He goes, how big is your head? It's like, God damn it.
Back up. I'll show you.
Yeah, seriously.
Go all Murph on him.
Oh my God. I mean, even my kids give me crap about the size of my head. Jesus. They're like, Jesus, it's like a moon.
Hey, so when are we going to play our milligram enhanced rounds?
I don't know.
Jacob, like, when's your schedule free up a little bit, Jacob? Are you free to announce yet or no?
It's not official, but I am kind of helping out right now and then signing the dotted line fully yet.
Cool.
All right. I like it. But your season should be wrapping up here in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yep. Next Monday and Tuesday, they have the conference meet here at Bracken. They play 36 holes on Monday and then 18 on Tuesday for the conference. And then after that, they're done. And there's a single that's going to nationals, and that's at the end of May.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, he's good.
So you'll be traveling with him, I'm assuming?
I don't know. I hope, because Coach said they go out and he goes and golfs, and then when they're done in the afternoon, all the coaches just go out and golf in the afternoon.
Hell yeah. Cool.
It's in Swan Lake.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it.
Swan Lake Resort in Plymouth, Indiana. It's right outside of like South Bend area.
Sweet. Right on.
Yeah, it's got the hotel. Everybody stays right on site. It's got cottages, all that stuff.
Cool.
That's going to be a good time, man.
But
and what's the young man's name that's going to be qualifying for that?
Clayton Phillips. He's from New London, Iowa.
Okay.
He was a member at Burlington Golf Club where we played a few weeks ago. He won medalist there. He
solid.
Yeah, he goes off and he hits on the par threes and lets us know what he hits, and then we can tell the rest of the players, and then they know what they hit from what he plays. So it's like, but he is a sophomore, so he will be leaving. So we're losing kind of the number one, two, and then the other kid kind of, you know, hovers between five and six around
there. Yeah, right.
But
what did he shoot at Burlington then?
70, I think. He was
70. So 200.
Wow.
Yeah, he was. No, he's a stick. I mean, he's good.
Hey, does he have a lead for next year?
No, but I did have a certain coach from another college in Galesburg that would love to.
That's what I was wondering.
That would love to.
Yeah,
speak to him.
Yeah. There's always a financial thing when going to there, though.
And if that happens, then I think that could be huge for kind of both programs. Maybe it could start something that could last for a while and
Get a feeder going.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
But yeah, they got, you know, an invitational. So they used to have one at Fire Lake, but I don't think that's going to work out for us. So I'm going to be looking for a new course for that tournament, thinking, you know, either Swangataha or Spirit Hollow or something maybe.
Oh, dude, I'm all in for that one. Spirit Hollow, I just absolutely love that. And absolutely. And Swange, I haven't got to play all the way through on my own.
We'll get out there on a Monday. We'll get us four out
there. That's a solid layout.
That'd be right cool. There. I'd love it.
Yeah. And then Bracken as well.
I've never been there.
We'll get everybody out of Bracken. I can get us out there. Maybe we can do a little 36-hole match and go play.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
Can we spread that over a couple of days? Because my back can't.
I was going to say 36 holes.
That's Jesus a lot of carry.
Hey, let's walk it, Trav. Let's walk that. Let's walk 36.
If we're going to walk any of those, it would be bunker. I wouldn't bunker you. I could walk 36.
Yeah.
Bracken, I don't think there's.
I don't know. We tried walking. Well, we tried playing it the one day and we got rained out after 8.
Yeah, but the front nine's not bad to walk. I think it's the back nine over there.
Back nine is where it's at. Yeah, didn't even get a shot. My fat ass
isn't walking anything.
So Saturday, I know we're still going to have some crap weather here. Me and Chris were looking at maybe trying to get over at the clubhouse around 10 a.m. to get around in. Anybody else want to join us?
I got soccer 9 a.m.
If you and your
Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to work. God, it works me 5 days in a row. Like, what can't find a job unless they want you to work 40 hours a week around.
Yeah, what the heck, man?
Yeah, what kind of crap is that?
God, don't they know there's a labor shortage?
What seriously.
Treat me with some respect and give me my time off. Jesus. Hey, no, with that, guys, unless you guys got something else, that's a wrap for me. I'd like to get into NIL next week.
Yep.
And, you know,
and the draft.
What's crazy is, yeah, the draft will be coming up. NIL, I'd like to the transfer portal. And you realize we're less than a month away from PGA Championship.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah.
It comes back.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm getting used to it being in the spring. I liked it when it was in like August, September, and it was, you know, Glory's last chance or whatever they would call it. I kind of enjoyed it that time frame, but
right. And I think we should look at the next live event and the fact that you know, with all these guys finishing in the top, you know, 10 there, whatever, see what it does for their crowds, because their crowds have been garbage. I mean,
Did you see what they're doing? They're trying to make a party hole.
Yeah, they're trying to make a party hole like the one in
Scottsdale, 16 Scottsdale. TPC Scottsdale.
Yeah, yep.
Good luck. I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to get a bunch of Arizona State chicks to come to wherever the Live Tour's at, are you?
Yeah, seriously.
I think it's in Australia, I believe.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I want to attend a Live event this summer.
September 22nd through 24th, they're in Chicago.
I think we should go.
I'm in.
Yep.
That's my birthday.
I'll wear my Pat Perez gear. I'm all in.
Yep.
I'm rocking the Patty Reed look.
I was going to say, I'll grow up. Yeah, you would.
You would.
I want to get a little, you know, mullet action going, you know.
Hey, yeah. You wear your little Fanta fanny pack there too.
I won a fanny pack the other day.
I'll bet you did.
I put it on instantly.
Yeah, damn straight. All right, guys, that's a wrap for me.
All right, later.
All right, see you guys. Right. Thanks. Man, let me start over. Take two.
Lame ass.
Yep. I'm a little high, so give me a minute.